today, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Today I'd like to share a simple but pretty well highly effective gardening technique called snow seeding, also more properly known as dormant seeding. It's a method that uses winter conditions to help you establish grasses and some hardy perennials such as lupins and poppies with far less effort than the traditional spring planting. Dormant seeding is exactly what it sounds like, sowing seeds during winter or very early spring when soil temperatures are too cold for them to germinate immediately, and instead of sprouting right away, the seeds stay dormant until spring conditions are perfect for them to start growing. This is a particularly good method for planting grasses that can survive our colder temperatures. Things such as Kentucky bluegrass, some of the rye grasses, and some of the tall fescues are probably the best. Of course, things like lupins and poppies are also easy to sow this way. Now, snow seeding takes one step further, and gardeners broadcast seed directly on top of the snow. As the snow melts, the seeds settle onto the soil surface and work themselves into the ground through the natural freeze-thaw cycles of late winter or early spring. That creates tiny cracks and openings in the soil, perfect places for the seeds to lodge and to make good contact with the earth. Now do be sure, if you're out there sowing, perhaps do it when it is actually snowing. It might keep the birds from eating your seed and those pesky little squirrels as well. Now there's three main reasons this dormant seeding works so well. First, many hardy perennials actually require cold stratification. This is a natural chilling period that breaks the seed's dormancy, and you'll see on seed packages that it says to keep them in the freezer for so many days, stuff like that. Plants like lupins and poppies evolved in climates with cold winters, so they expect freezing weather before they'll even start to germinate. By sowing them in winter, you're giving them the conditions that they're adapted to. And secondly, this time of year, the moisture is abundant. As the snow melts, water trickles directly into the soil. The seeds germinate best when they're consistently moist, and early spring meltwater provides exactly that, at just the right time. And third, dormant seeding takes advantage of early spring warmth. Seeds already in place are among the first to sprout as soon as the temperature rises. It gives them a good chance to outcompete the weeds that haven't even germinated yet, giving your young plants a healthy start. Grass seed of various kinds also responds well to dormant seeding. Many cool season grasses establish better when seeding before spring because they take advantage of those same freeze-thaw cycles and early moisture. It's an especially helpful method for patchy lawns or even for hard-to-seed slopes, as long as the runoff doesn't wash the seeds away. You have to watch out for that. To snow seed or dormant seed successfully, timing is the key. You want to spread seed after the ground is frozen, but before a heavy spring melt. And spreading in a light layer of snow is ideal, as I mentioned. You can see where you've seeded, and the melting snow helps carry the seed into the soil surface. It's also good to spread those seeds when it's still snowing, again to keep the birds away from your seed. Be sure to broadcast evenly across the area that you want to seed. The final advantage is simply practicality. Winter's a quieter gardening season. Dormant seeding lets you get ahead without competing spring priorities, and it turned out what seems an inhospitable season into quite a powerful partner. So whether you're establishing lawn areas or encouraging hardy perennials, snow seeding is an easy, low-effort method that works with nature rather than against it. By letting winter do the work, you set the stage for strong, early, and healthy spring growth with remarkably little input. Let the winter do the heavy lifting, and this spring your garden will look great, hopefully anyway, even if your main contribution was bravely walking outside with a seed bag in the cold. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great and snowy day. Bye-bye.